As you, Matthew, this morning, as you find in your place, Matthew chapter 25 this morning. Matthew chapter 25 is where we'll be, and we'll be in starting in verse 1 this morning. A time to be ready. A time to be ready would be the title of this message this morning that God's laid on my heart. And as you find your place there, I want you to look to that person beside you, and a question I want you to ask them this morning, but I don't want you to answer that out loud, but I want you to answer it to yourself this morning. I don't want you to respond to them, but I just want you to look at your neighbor this morning, and I just want you to ask them, are you ready? Look to your neighbor this morning and ask them, are you ready? God laid something on my heart this week, and that question he popped up to me, are you ready? And spiritually, I'm ready. I'm ready. I know who my Savior is. I'm born again. I know that when I die one day, I'll go and I'll see my Jesus. And I answered that question, but did I answer that question wholeheartedly? Did I search? Did I dig? And I got to thinking, you know, there's a lot of things that we have to get ready for. You got up this morning, the first thing you probably asked your kid or your husband or your wife before you got ready to go, are you ready? You looked at them and said, are you ready to go? You got everything you need? Are you ready? And surely y'all got ready because everybody looks well dressed this morning. Everybody looks good out there. You got what you need. Hopefully you didn't leave nothing. But you rushed out and you got prepared and you came to church this morning. Are you ready? In Matthew chapter 25 this morning, if you'll stand with me as we reverence the reading of God's word, I want to look here at 10 virgins here. I want to look right here just a short moment in Scripture. I want to look and read about the 10 virgins, but I want you to study yourself this morning. I want you to study yourself. Are you the five this morning that are prepared? Are you ready to go? Or is everything in your life, is your heart where it needs to be with Jesus? Is everything that you're doing and today, right now, is it living for Jesus Christ? Are you ready to go? If God said, come home, if God just sent His Son, if He just sent His Son right now and blew the trumpet, where would you spend eternity this morning? Where would you go? Are you ready to see Jesus face to face? Bible says, Matthew chapter 25 and verse 1, and then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And church, Jesus is our bridegroom this morning. He's our groom, and we're His bride this morning. We're His bride this morning. He's the groom, and we're His bride. And verse 2, and five of them were wise, and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go you out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us your oil, for our lamps are gone out. And 9, but the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they were ready and went in with them to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterwards came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. In verse 12, but he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. 13, watch. Therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Lord God, I love you. And Lord God, I thank you for an opportunity to stand behind your sacred desk this morning, God. God, I pray right now that under the sound of my voice, every man, woman, boy, girl in this place, Father God, answered that question truthfully in their heart. I pray this morning, God, this is not a message to scare, but a message to be prepared for your return, God. Father, a message this morning that their hearts are prepared to seek you and to meet you, Father God, when you blow that trumpet and you come back for your church this morning, God. I pray that our hearts are right where they need to be. I pray that we find ourselves in the Lamb's Book of Life this morning. I pray that we know that day and that time that, Lord God, that we answered your call, that we answered your knock and accepted you into our life, Lord God. I pray this morning, God, if somebody be under the sound of my voice not prepared, I pray this morning that your conviction fall in their life. Father God, I pray that they come to you this morning, God, and they accept you into their life. I pray with one in here, Father, just that's not in the will of God and is backslidden and not where they need to be this morning, God. I pray this morning in the name of Jesus, Father, that they get prepared, that they get their life, they get their families on track this morning to follow you. Lord God, I love you, and Lord God, I thank you. I pray that you touch my voice this morning. Father God, I pray that they not hear me, they see you high and lifted up. Father, I pray this morning, God, that you just bless the reading of this word. And Father God, you go with us and lead, guide, and direct us and keep us safe and have your will and way. Father, I love you and I thank you. I just ask that you just be with us in this hour. Father, I pray that you be with a time of invitation. And Lord God, I just ask that you just move on our hearts in a mighty way. It's in your name I ask, in your name I pray, and all God's people said, amen. You can be seated this morning. Are you ready this morning? That's the question I have for you, and I want you to sit on that. I want you to sit on that question this morning. Are you ready? And I don't, this morning, if you're saved, hey, tell Jesus or tell Satan that you're saved, that you're a child of God this morning, and let him know it, that you're a child of God this morning. I'm not here this morning for you to question your salvation. I'm not here for you to doubt your salvation. If you're a child of God this morning, you can answer that question yes this morning. You can answer it truthfully. Don't let Satan tell you otherwise. If you're a born-again child of God and you know that one day that you came and you asked Jesus Christ into your life and you sincerely meant it and you're living for Jesus Christ, hey, you're a child of God this morning. That's what my word tells me. That's what my Bible tells me this morning. So I'm not here for you to ask yourself that question and to second guess it this morning. But I'm asking you, are you ready this morning? Hey, if you're ready, is your family ready this morning? Is your child this morning? Are they ready this morning? Are you teaching them the way that they should live? Are you teaching them Christ this morning? Are you teaching them in the way that they should go this morning? I see throughout all the Bible, I can go through here and I can point out stories in the Bible. And just a few to name that face persecution for being ready for Jesus Christ, for standing up and confessing Jesus. I look at Stephen when he was stoned to death for proclaiming his faith in Jesus Christ. I see he was ready. He was ready to take on what he had to take on. He was ready to proclaim Jesus, and I seen that he was stoned to death. I see Peter and John, they were threatened and beaten and imprisoned for sharing the message of Jesus Christ. They were ready. I see Daniel, he was thrown into a lion's den for refusing to stop praying to God this morning. I see this morning that Jeremiah, he was imprisoned and mistreated for delivering God's prophecies of judgment and repentance. I see that this morning, but I also want to look at one man who took the walk this morning, that took the cross of Calvary, and his name's Jesus Christ this morning. He took it all this morning. He was persecuted. He was beaten, and he died on a rugged cross for you this morning. Are you ready this morning? Just to name a few, those were certain men and certain people throughout the Bible, and especially Jesus, that was ready to do the will of the Father. Are you ready this morning? The question I say is, which one are you this morning in reading the story? Study your life this morning as we get started. I want you to look. Are you the five virgins that was prepared, that brought what they needed to meet the bridegroom? Are you that foolish one this morning that's going to just not be ready? When Jesus comes back, you're going to wait to the last minute to try to get in the kingdom of heaven. And guess what, church? You ain't going to get in. You ain't going to get in. There ain't no excuses. There ain't no excuses. He's going to give you an opportunity. He's going to give you an opportunity to call upon his name and ask him to come into your life. He's going to give you an opportunity to answer the call that he's put in your life and knock on that heart's door. And then when it's done and when he comes back, when he receives his church, he's going to come back and he's going to get us. And guess what? The ones of you that don't know Jesus Christ and that are foolish this morning because you just think you got enough time left, you think you got all the time in the world to get it right with Jesus, guess what? You're going to spend eternity in the devil's hell. You're going to spend eternity in the devil's hell, and you're going to be begging. You're going to be pleading. You're going to be like these five virgins that wasn't prepared. You're going to be wanting to knock. You're going to cry, Lord, 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 save me. Lord, Lord, help me. Help me get in the kingdom of heaven, Lord. And he's going to look at you and he's going to tell them like he told them. He said, I know you not. He's going to tell you that. This morning, are you ready? Are you ready? This morning I look at my first point. Are you ready for the call this morning? Look with me here in the text in chapter 25. They said here in verse 1, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. See, they all took something. They all took something for the call this morning. Every one of them took something with them. Are they ready for the call? They was ready because they all took something with them. It said they all took their lamp. Look with me there. It said in verse 1 that they went forth, and which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. But I see this morning in that call there was a warning. They knew that the bridegroom was coming. They didn't know when he was coming, but they knew that he was coming. And this morning, church, I'm telling you this morning that he is coming. I'm not sure when he's coming, but the warning to you this morning that Jesus Christ is coming back one day. He's going to come back and he's going to receive his church. And he's going to come back and he's going to receive us home. And one day he's going to come. You might have your lamp this morning, but do you have the oil in your lamp? Are you filled with Jesus Christ this morning? Do you have your lamp filled this morning with Jesus? He's the oil in your lamp. If you don't have Jesus this morning, you ain't got no oil. Your light ain't burning. You don't have nothing to be ready for. You ain't going to see the way in the darkness. If you're in the dark this morning, you need that lamp. You need that oil in that lamp this morning to light your way, to guide you this morning. If you don't have Jesus, you're without it this morning. They had a warning in that call this morning. The Bible told me, the scripture said, that they all took their lamps. And they took off and they went. And it said, and five of them were wise, and five were foolish in verse 2. But I see in verse 6 that, and at midnight there was a cry made. At midnight, that cry was that call. It said there was a cry made. And that warning, they was told that, hey, they was told that Jesus was coming. They was told that Jesus was coming. And they wasn't, there was five of them ready, but there was five that was unprepared. There was five that was ready and five that was unprepared. I see that they had a warning this morning. I'm giving you your warning this morning. You say, preacher, I've been told all my life Jesus is coming back. Good. Believe it, because he's coming. You turn on the news, there's things that's popping up all over this world, and you say, well, y'all use that same old story every time. Bible wouldn't have told me if it wasn't real. Bible wouldn't have told me if it wasn't real. People out here dying and getting killed every day. Hey, and it's starting, it's getting younger and younger. We look at these people dying every day. Are they ready? Are they ready to meet Jesus Christ? Are these people that are dying every day, the ones that are standing up proclaiming Jesus and being persecuted and punished for it, and they're dying, are they ready to meet Jesus Christ? I figure they are, because they're standing on the Word of God and telling them about Jesus. I figure they're ready. I feel like they was ready to make that sacrifice in their life. I see the warning this morning through that call. I want you to look with me also, but I also see, are you ready for the call? I see in that call there was preparedness in that call. Look with me here in the text. It said but in verse 4, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out and meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto them, why, unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. I seen that the wise, they were prepared this morning. Are you wise this morning? Are you going to take heed to the call that Jesus has given you this morning? The call you're hearing this morning, are you going to be wise and take heed to it? Are you going to be wise and be prepared this morning? The Bible gives us a great story here, or a great point here in verse chapter 24 and verse 43. Jesus says, but know this, that if the goodman of the house had known and what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. This morning, how well are you prepared this morning if somebody tried to break into your home? You go to bed at night and you got your door locked. Y'all still use those chain locks? Anybody in here still use them chain locks? Please don't raise your hand. I was real young when I used one of them. But you go over to grandma's house and you see them slide that chain over that thing and they'd chain lock it and then they'd lock that deadbolt. How many of y'all prepare your house when you go to bed to be safe? Got cameras up on it maybe? If you don't, you need to get them in today's time. People like to steal. But you got your home protected. Everything's ready. Everything's prepared at home. You got home insurance, I hope. Something bad happened to it, you can call your insurance company and you can get it covered. You got life insurance this morning. I hope that if something happened to you, your family's taken care of and all your bills are paid for all the debt that we're in. You got all that. You're prepared. You got everything ready. And the Bible uses a great, he said, would he been prepared? If he knew a thief was coming, how well would you prepare this morning? If you knew somebody was going to walk in your house right now with you inside, how well would you prepare to keep them out? A lot of you thinking right now what I'm thinking. You're going to be ready. You're going to be prepared. But I got something well worth preparing for this morning. I'm telling you, Jesus is coming, and it's going to be like a thief in the night. And he's not going to wait to make sure you got life insurance. He's not going to wait to make sure you got home insurance. He's going to not wait if you got security camera. He's not going to wait on you to get prepared. He sends people out every day to warn you that he's coming back and to be prepared. I seen that these five virgins, they come and they was at a point that they knew that the bridegroom was coming, and five of them took their oil. Five of them took oil, and five was foolish. Five of them was foolish just to turn away and just hope that maybe they would get it before Jesus come back. Or maybe that the one beside them was going to loan it to them. Hey, I'm going to tell you this morning, church, that man or woman beside you this morning that saved, they cannot save you this morning. That you can't go to them and ask them for you to save them this morning. Brother Mason, I can't come to you this morning and ask you to save me. Because if you've got Jesus in your life, that's a personal relationship that you ask Jesus to come into. You can't give him to me. You can tell me all about him, but you can't give him to me this morning. That's a personal relationship this morning. And that was the same way these five virgins was that had no oil. That was a personal relationship they had with Jesus this morning. There wasn't nothing them five could give them. They couldn't give them their oil. They couldn't go out and they couldn't do it for them. They told them five that they got to go do it themselves. I see that they was prepared this morning. But I also look with me in the text in that call, I see that there was a warning. I see that they were prepared. But I also see the unpreparedness. I also see that unpreparedness this morning. It said in verse 8, and the foolish said unto the wise, they heard the call that Jesus was there. They heard that the bridegroom had come. And they said, go ye out and meet him. And they got to him, and they said, the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. They told him, hey, what I've got is only for me. What I've got is enough for me. That's enough for me. I had to get there and I had to ask Jesus in my life. What I got's for me, but he's also for you this morning. But I can't give him to you personally. I cannot send him into your life this morning. If you don't want him, hey, that's on you. If you don't want to accept him, that's on you this morning. But that's the unpreparedness that they had. They was not ready. They took their lamp. They thought they was ready. Some of you got your Bible this morning. You thought you was ready. Some of you come to church this morning. You thought you was ready. You've helped somebody out this week. You thought you was ready, but I'm telling you this morning, your Bible's not going to get you to heaven. Your good works ain't going to get you to heaven. The clothes you wear, the best thing you do for somebody's not going to get you to heaven. The only way to Jesus Christ this morning is through the blood of Jesus Christ. And you've got to be prepared. That's the only thing that I can tell you this morning is you've got to be prepared. And they was at a point and they said, hey, we can't give it to you. We can't give it to you. You got to go out and you got to go see it. You got to do it yourself. You got to go out. And you got to ask him to come into your life yourself. I see that they was unprepared in that call this morning. I see that they was unprepared in that call this morning. You could think of a time in your life, maybe a phone call or something in your life you've gotten, something happened and you was just unprepared for that situation. You wasn't expecting it and you was just unprepared, and only how that made you feel. Only how you felt. And then you went through that experience and you said, well, next time I'll be ready. I'll be ready next time. I'll be ready. I see this morning, are you ready for the call? But I also see this morning, are you ready for the arrival this morning? Look with me in chapter 25 and verse 6. The Bible said, and at midnight, there was a cry made, and behold, the bridegroom cometh. They said at midnight, behold, the bridegroom cometh. And they said, go you out. Jesus said, go you out to meet him. Are you ready for the arrival this morning? I see through that arrival there was a cry for help this morning. I see there was a cry for help this morning. I see at the time of the arrival there was somebody that was lost. There was five of them that was lost that wasn't ready, and they had a cry for help. They was begging for somebody to come. They was begging for them other five to just lend them a little bit of oil. There was a five that was that just needed a little bit of oil just so they could get into the kingdom of heaven. Hey, I'm telling you this morning, and when Jesus comes back, if you're not prepared, you're going to be these five that are foolish and that are crying and needing Jesus. You're going to be these five begging your neighbor, hey, please give me something. Give me Jesus. Let me in. Let me in. You're going to ask him. You're going to beg. You're going to plead with him. You're going to be looking up and you're going to be asking Jesus to save you, just to give you a verse of his water, just to give you a little bite of the manna and the bread that he is. You're going to want that in your life this morning. If he comes home, if he calls you home today, or if he comes back today, I see that there was a cry for help, and that today's time there's a cry for help. There's a cry for the lost people that need to come and need to repent and turn their way to Jesus Christ. I see there's a cry this morning for a lost and dying world that needs a Savior this morning. There was a cry for help in the Word. There was a cry for help. And they wanted that this morning. Also in the text I see this morning, not only was there a cry for help at his arrival, but I also see there was a call for repentance this morning at his arrival. Look with me in verse 11. Afterwards came also the other virgins saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. He said he shut the door. Hey, guess what? Jesus holds the keys to death, hell, and the grave this morning. When he shuts the door, guess what? It's shut. It's shut this morning. It's shut. These doors right here in this room, we can go, they shut, but we can open them. But when Jesus shuts the door, it's shut. It's shut this morning. He said, Lord, they said, Lord, Lord, open to us. Lord, Lord, open to us. It was a cry for repentance. They needed Jesus in their life. They cried out, Lord, Lord. Lord, Lord, open it. Open that door. I'm afraid someday that there's going to be people that's going to say, Lord, Lord, and they're going to have a cry for repentance, but it ain't going to do them no good. They're going to say, Lord, 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 open this door. Open it up so I can just see the reward. Open it up so I can see the kingdom of heaven. Open it up so I can see you. Because guess what? On judgment day, when they stand there face to face, man, they're going to get to look at them pearly gates, but they ain't never going to get to enter in. They're just going to get to see a shut door, and they're going to have to wait. They're going to see a shut door, and if they don't know him, it's just going to be closed. I see that there was a cry for repentance. But also this morning at the time of his arrival, I see that the ones that were prepared, the ones that wasn't foolish, the ones that was ready to go, I see that they had a reward for being ready this morning. And guess what, church? You've got a reward if you're prepared. You've got a reward this morning if you're ready. Look with me in the text here in verse 10. The Bible says, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. In verse 10, he said, the ones that was ready, they got to come on in. Hey, they was prepared. They already done what they needed to do, and they came on in. I want you to look with me in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verses 16 and 17, the reward that we have here. It says, for the Lord himself. Verse 16 here, chapter 4, 1 Thessalonians. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. The Bible tells me that we that are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in air. And church, that's the ones that are ready. That's the ones this morning that know that their faith and trust is in Jesus Christ this morning. Those are the ones that's going to be caught up. Those are the ones that's going to be caught up in the air and that's going to see him. Those are the ones that's going to go with him. The ones that don't know him. The ones that just reject him. The ones that don't know Jesus. Guess what? They're left behind. They're left behind to serve, to pay in the devil's hell. They're left behind because they didn't want to be prepared. They wanted to be foolish this morning. They didn't want to give it all into Jesus. They didn't receive the reward that me and you receive as a child of God this morning. They don't receive that reward this morning. They thirst, they hunger. They want to know what it's like to follow Jesus. They want to know what it's like not to perish. They want to know what it's like not to be in a fire where it's gnashing the teeth and it's hot and they're having to beg for their mercy and they're having to beg for Jesus to save them. They're not getting that reward this morning. because they were foolish to the word. A reward for being ready. I see. Are you ready for the call? Are you ready for the arrival this morning? But also I see in the text. Are you ready for the call? Are you ready for the arrival this morning? But if you're a foolish woman in here, if you don't know Jesus, I must tell you one thing. Be ready for the rejection. Be ready for the rejection this morning. You say, Jesus ain't going to reject me. Verse 12, he said, but he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Foolish one, if you ain't ready, he will reject you. I hate to tell you, but everybody that dies and lays in a casket, I'm sorry, but they don't all make it to heaven. They don't all make it to heaven, even though we want them to. They don't all make it to heaven. That's just the world we would love for it to be, that we'd all die and just make it to heaven. But Jesus says, be ready. I see that he said, be ready for the rejection this morning. I see in that rejection, verse 10, the Bible says, in verse 10, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. This morning, he's going to shut that door on you this morning if you don't know him and he calls you home. He's going to shut that door. Heaven's gates are open wide. But when you don't know him and he calls you home, them doors get shut. You ain't entering in. Your house at night, your doors are shut. And the only people that better be in it is the ones you know. This morning, he's going to shut those doors when his time, when he comes. And that's a rejection that I see. And it don't matter how hard we pull. It don't matter how hard we beg. It don't matter what we do from that point forward. When that door shut. Be ready for the rejection. How many of you like being rejected this morning? I sure don't be. I sure don't like to be rejected. I see that to be ready for the rejection, I see a door, a closed door. But I also see this morning, for that rejection, I lose a heavenly home this morning. In that rejection, I lose a heavenly home this morning. Look with me in the text. He said, but he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. He said, I know you not. You lose a heavenly home when he denies you. He said in verse 13, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Church, I said a while ago, I'm not here to preach a message that is here to scare you. I sure can't put you under any conviction this morning. If you're under preacher conviction this morning, it's all wrong. You better find Jesus this morning. But I asked a simple question a while ago. There's so much, guys, going on in this old world. If you turn the TV on or if you've got Facebook or whatever you do, you'll see it. TikTok, whatever. It don't take you long and you can see what's going on in this old world. You know, when I seen this week where a young man died for proclaiming his faith and doing what he does, I seen him taken and assassinated. And but God asked me that question, are you ready? And I just got to pondering on that. And every morning I wake up, and every night I go to bed, that's one question that I pondered on, are you ready? Are you ready? And I just asked God to show me where I could end up, where you would want me at this morning, where would you have me to be this morning? And he said, I just want you to ask them, are they ready? This morning I want you to search yourself during this time of invitation as a choir comes on. I want you to search yourself this morning. We got 10 virgins in this story that we just seen. 5 of them was ready. They took their lamp. They took their oil. All 10 took their lamp. Every one of them took their lamp. Every one of you may have brought your Bible this morning. Every one of you may be brought your Bible this morning. But it ain't going to do you no good if you don't got what's inside of it, and that's Jesus Christ. That lamp wasn't going to do them no good. It said they trimmed it. The only thing I know about a lamp, because now I can use one with batteries, but I know when you had to use a real lamp with a little bit of oil in it, they trimmed that wick back so they could get a fresh wick, I'm sure. Somebody can nod their head. They trimmed that old back and got new so it'd light better and it'd burn better. It was already soaked with a little bit of oil this morning. Maybe this morning you got a little oil in your lamp this morning, but it's running a little low. And your wick's a little burnt and you need to trim it back and you just need God to soak you all the way up. Maybe this morning you ain't just exactly where you need to be. You're ready. You know Jesus Christ. But your kids want to wander off wayward. Your family's wayward this morning. You just pray for them. Make sure they're ready if you're ready this morning. Don't leave them out. You don't want to see the door shut on them one day. Make sure they're ready. My question for you this morning, are you ready? Let us pray. Lord God, I love you, and Lord God, I thank you. Thank you for this time, Lord God, for this time of invitation. God, I pray this morning, God, under the sound of my voice, if somebody in here ain't ready, I pray this morning they come, they know you, Father God. I pray, Lord God, that they not be foolish this morning. Father, they not be foolish to what they've heard. They not be deaf to what they heard, but God, you open them, their ears up, and you open their hearts, and they're in this time. God, that they come this morning. That they come and to seek you this morning. Maybe to just regain their relationship with you, just to get it right and better with you. Or Lord God, maybe they're lost in here and they just need to know you this morning. Father God, I pray you move in this hour. Be the one that's walking wayward, Lord God. Be with a family member this morning, God, that somebody's praying for. That God, you don't shut that door on them. God, you keep it open so they can come to know you. Lord, I love you, and Lord God, I thank you. Bless the time of this invitation, and in your name I ask, in your name I pray. And all God's people say it.